Triple AM Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie and Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And that's quite prophetic, actually, that we're playing that song now, because later on in the morning I'll be playing Don't Go Faking My Heart with double passes up for grabs all this week to win tickets to see Elton John at the Hope Estate in January 2020. Now, I'll be doing this on a kazoo, if you can guess the song. Oh, dear. The things you do. I know. We'll talk about that later. Hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did. Went to Sydney and back at the weekend. I had my mother-in-law's, my wife's mum's 80th birthday, and it was a great day. Spent with family there on Saturday for a really nice lunch, and then back to the house, and we surprised her sort of thing for more celebrating. It was a really great day, and a nice trip back from Sydney yesterday. You know, for all the whinging we do about the roads, and there's still some shockers around the mid-north coast, but the actual highway to Sydney, how good is it now? And yeah, just a couple of little bits to go north, and we're going to be pretty well looked after. We people here on the mid-north coast, either going to Brisbane or to Sydney. It's a pretty good trip these days, let me tell you. Well, isn't that a shocking story? You're going to hear about a B double driver, a rogue B double driver, leading police on an unbelievable chase north of the mid-north coast with his lights off and ramming police trucks. And yeah, it's an amazing. You'll hear more about that and see more about that later on in the day today. The weather is you're just waking up. A high fire danger current again today. Sunny, 29 to 35. We may get some showers later on in the week. But today, nothing but sunshine, 29 to 35 for today. For the coastal waters, the boaties that are out getting ready to fill up, maybe go out and catch a fish this morning. There's a strong windwarding current for north to northeasterlies again today, 15 to 20 knots. After the big drive yesterday, I went and had a walk and a quick dip on the beach, and gee, the water temperature's up. That's got to be about 22 degrees at the moment, or 23. Magnificent. Major news stories of the day. The Coalition has narrowed the gap in the latest Ipsos poll. They now trail the ALP 49-51, two-party preferred. Locally with Lee, there's more government funding for the Mid-North Coast. He's got further details of that coming up this morning here on Triple M. In the sport, in the cricket, in the Big Bash, the Renegades beat the Stars to win the Melbourne Derby final last night. And just after 6 this morning, the Roosters in the NRL take on Wigan for the World Club Challenge. Oh, gee, I'll give you score updates throughout the morning. I hope this telly works in here so I can see a little bit of it. During the outbreaks, of course. Locally in sport, really great news in touch football. There's been success for the host club at the State Cup in Port Macquarie. The Makos defeated the Manly Seagulls 5-4 to take out the final of the under-10 girls. Congratulations to the kids there. And Anna Gleeson, the coach. Good on you, Anna. I'm so pleased for you. That is fantastic. Player of the final was Tilly Sinclair from the Makos. Great stuff. And Le Collier Bell, written by Andrew Gibbons, has won the Port Macquarie Country Championships qualifier yesterday. The Wayne Wilkes-trained five-year-old bay mare will now contest the final at Randwick and vie for the $500,000 in prize money. There you go. On this show today, how am I going to fit this all in? So much happening today. Of course, coming up after 6, Bluey Waters with today's fishing report, how the fish went at the weekend, where should we go today? Also coming up, Don't Go Faking My Heart, double pass to see Elton John on offer at the Hope Estate, January 2020. I will be playing an Elton John classic on a kazoo. If you can work out what it is, the tickets are coming your way. Also, we'll talk travel with the great man John Joyce. He's talking about Canada and Eastern USA, a tour they are leading in port travel later on in the year. It's a fantastic tour. You'll see some great sights. We'll talk to John about that later. $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of John Travolta, Yoko Ono and Sybil Shepherd. Also, we're going to check what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union, and Marion in with the bold and the beautiful update. Oh, what about Liam? The baby, is it Liam's? I'm not sure. Anyway, Marion will give us a synopsis later on in the morning. 13 27 10, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:13. We love our city. Feels good.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Canterbury Cactus Island. At Government House in Yarralumla, the Governor-General, the Honourable General Sir Peter General, sat down to morning tea.
Ah, a nice red with me scones. Well, who am I to part with tradition? I mean, Sir John Kerr used to suck free port till the bottle hung off his tongue. Ha, ha, ha. Well, that's free booze for you. oh, dear. Ah, the doorbell.
Hello there, Sir Peter. Oh, I mean, hello there. I'm the Prime Minister Scott Rabbiton.
Oh? You look different, ScoMo. You look, gormless. You look like, well, floppositional leader Bill Curley.
Oh, no, I don't. I think you must be drunk.
Well, I am trying to represent the royal family accurately.
I am ScoMo, and that's the fair dinkum truth. Look, I'm wearing a baseball cap, and I said fair dinkum.
So you did.
And as you're a military man, you'll recognise my Minister for Defence here, Prissy Pine.
Oh, this is not going to work, Bill.
Shut up, Tanya.
Prissy Pine, of course. Yeah, no, you anywhere. How are they hanging, mate?
Well, they... how are what hanging?
Oh, dear. War wound, eh? That explains a lot.
Listen, Sir Peter, I want to call an election forthwith.
What? But haven't you seen the opinion poll, Slow-O? Bill Curley's way ahead. I mean, you could get done like this bottle of 86 Grange.
You may think that, Sir Peter, but I think that thinking this fair-dinkum ScoMo government of mine will lose is unthinkable. Therefore, I demand an election.
No, no, no. Look, wait as long as you can. Start running the country properly and the opinion polls might improve for you.
Oh, that's what we're afraid of.
No. I want you to issue the writs to get the people to the polling booths by Thursday.
No, no, forget it. Edit. In fact, I've decided never to allow an election ever again.
Pardon? Huh?
Well, that Bill Curley twerp will win and he's a Republican. He'll roger the Royals and it's goodbye, go. Governor General, where's my free Grange then, eh? Goodbye. Oh, and stiff up, old lip, Prissy.
Oh, bother. The Republic is my favourite policy and it kicks me in the teeth.
Oh, well, that saves me doing it.
Oh, shut up.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Shorty.
Yes, well, what a beautiful sunrise. I went to Sydney and back at the weekend and I went to go and stretch my legs and have a bit of a walk and jump in the ocean yesterday, and although the nor'easter was straight in, well, easterly was straight in your face, that water temperature's got to be 22 or 23 degrees.
Yes, that solely did pump the water temperature up, and we had a perfect weekend here, a little bit of breeze yesterday afternoon, but by that, it was probably our best weekend of the summer, and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, well done. You got your favourite rising tide over the morning when the fish love to feed. The nor'easter's going to blow again. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, we've only got a small window of opportunity to fish this morning, so we'll have to get out early. We're out there yesterday. We're going to try for a brimmer or a blackfish on prawns. But as I say, once that tide changes, it's going to get a bit of a gallop on. We've got a bit of a hot, big high tide. And as I say, the northeaster late morning, it's not going to be a very nice afternoon to be fishing.
All righty. Now, what about club news from the weekend? Any results been rung through yet?
Not yet. The North Haven Bowling Club Anglers, they're putting theirs through today. So we'll have them tomorrow. And also the Lake Cadai, Lyden Hotel, Lyden United Services Fishing Club. I'll get it right in a minute. They've also getting theirs through too, so it'll be good. I'll get the results through tomorrow.
Good stuff.
All in all, the fishing was quite good over the weekend. Deep Sea Boys did get out and got some nice snapper and pearl perching close. A couple of nice kingfish also. In the estuary, we see now whiting, flathead, and also some nice quality brim caught too. So, and on the beaches, a few tarlab on the bite. So all in all, the fishing scene was quite healthy over the weekend.
And Winx, Bluey, gee, halfway down the straight again, I thought, oh, gee, is she going to make it? And then she just took off. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yes, we were very good. And then we had the cricket also the afternoon, the big bash.
Yeah, actually, I just had a feeling about the Renegades. Gee, I like the bloke that was halfway down the order. Did you watch the game Friday night?
Yeah, I saw a bit of it, yes.
Gee, it was fantastic. Yeah. When he hit the six, I think it was on the last ball of the second last over, you just knew that they were going to get there.
Yes, that's right. And basically, yeah, I picked the Renegades to begin the season, so that was my team, so I was happy with that one. But I thought
The Stars.
They had it in the bag, I thought.
They did.
They were coming quite comfortably, and then they lost four quick wickets, and it was changed the perspective of the game.
Yeah, look, I thought if there was a man of the finals, Dan Christian would had to get it. I mean, as I said, that six off the last ball of the second last over was what set him up to even get there. And again, he was brilliant. I think 38 off 30 balls, it was pretty good.
Yes, very good.
And also just watching, they've just kicked off in the World Club Challenge and Roosters are leading nil all at the moment, Bluey.
Oh,
and I'll tell you what, Louis, it must be cold over there. You'd have the bear coat on if you were over there.
I tell you what, yeah. And will the rooster have laryngitis after the game? We'll wait and see.
I don't know. We're going all right. As I said, it's only early days. We will miss, of course, Latrell Mitchell, who played brilliantly. What do you think of the All-Stars game, Bluey? I thought it was a cracking game.
Great game of football, yes. Great highlights in the game. And as I said, the speed will always beat the big boys these days, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. Bluey, there's so many Jack Gibson quotes you can throw out there, but the famous one, speed always scared him because he said, and I'll do my best Jack Gibson voice here, Bluey, you can't coach speed.
Yes.
It's one of Jack's classics. So there you go. Lots of people heading out for their early morning walk or maybe taking the dog out or a bike ride or to have the swim. Gee, that sunrise looks good. And you're sending us out to the estuary.
Yeah, out to the estuary early. We're going to try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns.
Okay. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Oh, strawny.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality. This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 29 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The state government announcing they'll be looking to boost nurse-to-patient ratios with a big healthcare announcement today. Statewide, there'll be as many as 8,300 more frontline staff in public hospitals, a cost of $2.8 billion. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says it's a big allocation.
Based on current demand projections, we are expecting the Mid-North Coast local health district to get 198 more nurses and midwives, 24 more doctors, 26 more allied health workers, and 43 more hospital support workers.
Plenty of work ongoing in the Port Macquarie electorate by local council at the moment. Work on new stairs at Nobby's Beach is ongoing. They're including handrails on both sides and three flights separated by two landings. More significantly, work continues on the airport terminal. Those upgrades are on track for completion by the end of 2019. More than three quarters of the old terminal now demolished and replaced by the frame of the new terminal. The Nationals member for Lyon, David Gillespie, has called for a temporary 10 cent a litre milk levy to be locked in for the next 12 months. He's pushing for the measure to remain until structural reforms establishing a more viable supply chain are developed. Dr. Gillespie says the major supermarkets, processors and dairy farmer groups need to take action.
If we want to have a dairy producing industry, we need to get a better farm gate price for dairy farmers. We need to do something now, otherwise we'll inevitably have far too many dairy farmers make the inevitable decision to exit the industry.
He's also called out Coles and Aldi as not doing as much as Woolworths to support farmers, but says all chains need to be doing more. And Lake Cadai sporting fields have been left badly damaged by tyre tracks all over the ground. As Port News reports, it comes following a busy few months bringing the ground up to playing standards for the upcoming football season. The Touch Football Junior State Cup's been successful once again, held in Port Macquarie over the weekend and seeing some 12,000 extra people visiting. There's been a win to the host club as well, the Port Macos defeating the Manly Sea Eagles 5-4 to take out the under-10 girls. The player of the finals was also local, the side's Tilly Sinclair. In racing, outsider Luciola Belle has taken out the Port Macquarie Country Championships qualifier. Trained by Wayne Wilkes, the 5-year-old mare will now move on to the final at Royal Randwick. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a few nice waves around those northern corners this morning. The wind's out of the north, so those northern corners are the pick of the beaches today. The swell is out of the northeast, a little bit easterly swell also, but wave sizes around that 3 to 4 feet mark. And we do have high tide around 8:30 this morning. Once that tide starts to drop out, those waves will pick up. We do have a low tide around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 20 to 22 degrees.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Actress and singer Bette Midler, yes, the divine Miss M, has revealed that she will sing The Place Where Lost Things Go from Mary Poppins Returns at the 91st Oscars. Now, the Academy also confirmed Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga will perform their hit song Shallow from A Star Is Born. Country great Troy Cassidaly plays our Strawny League sponsors, Southwest Rocks Country Club, on Thursday night. Troy's Greatest Hits 2 CD set is also out now. And entertainment reporter Richard Reid has been crowned this year's winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, beating out finalists Evie Jones and Shane Crawford. Well done.
It's Richard!
Across the Mid-North Coast,
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowler, right by Town Beach in Port Macquarie. It is Genesis there, an invisible touch. Half-time in the World Club Challenge. The Roosters 14-4 up over Wigan. Half-time in the Club Challenge. The World Club Challenge, the Roosters 14-4 up over Wigan, which is good news. Blow full time now. There's no injuries. I don't want any of my blokes getting injured. Come on. Hey, we all know after the holidays, your finances have probably taken a little bit of a hit. Your poor credit card is looking a little bit worse for wear. You need to leg up and get the year off to a great start. Lucky Triple M's Bill Buster is coming. It starts next Monday to help and provide you with a little financial relief. Now, whether it's phone bills, school fees, electricity bills, we're here to get to you back on track for the year financially. To win, you just need to be a club member and tell us which bill you'd like paid. We'll pay as much as we can before our credit card busts. And starting next week, our club captain, Al Shield, could be paying off your bills. So join the club and sit by your phone in case he calls, the great man. That is triplem.com.au. Bill Busters, coming soon.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, our news hound. Lee Jollo, good morning, Lee. He loves it when I do that. He loves it.
Can't get enough.
Excellent, buddy. Now, what are they saying on the front pages? No good puns today. It's quite serious news.
Yeah, it is.
We'll run with it.
Yeah. In the Daily Telegraph, pupils used as climate pawns is the headline there. Taxpayer-funded eco-warriors are coaching children to skip school next month, giving them detailed instructions on how to play truant, make poses and organise marshals for a climate change protest march. As well as that, intruder's dead end. A burglar died during a scuffle with a Sydney father yesterday after the man found the intruder in his house just metres from his wife and baby daughter. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline there, Coalition cuts into Labor's lead. That's the latest poll. Labor has suffered a sharp fall in popular support after a week of incendiary political claims over border protection, with the party leading the coalition 51-49% in its narrowest result in more than 6 months. Also, new rules to boost participation in rugby league are said to alter how the game is played at junior level, but a sport that prides itself on toughness, the changes are under fire from some parents. And this is a local news story as well that we're running this morning. Premier pledges 5,000 nurses. An extra 5,000 nurses and midwives will be employed across the state over the next 4 years in the largest workforce boost in the history of Australian healthcare. Premier Gladys Berejiklian made the historic announcement at the Nepean Hospital in the key marginal seat of Penrith yesterday.
Well done, Lee. Thank you for that. And, of course, that's part of your news, given that big announcement. As you say, you can smell an election.
I know, can't you?
Great stuff. Was great for us.
It is good news.
Thank you very much.
Exactly right. Yeah. So Yeah, if they are back in government in just a month time, state government locally in the Mid-North Coast Health District will see 199 more nurses and midwives, 24 more doctors, 26 additional allied health workers, and 43 more hospital support workers. So if that happens, those will all go out in the area between Port Macquarie and Coffs Harbour. So that would be a good bit of news there. $2.8 billion is that pledge, looking to, as you would expect, outdo Labor.
Excellent. Now, Lee, we were talking about millennials last year. Well, do you know what that is?
A little whistly thing? I don't know.
A little whistle. It's called a kazoo, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right? Now, after 7, I'll be giving away tickets to see Elton John. What are you laughing at? This is very serious. To see Elton John, as we play Don't Go Faking My Part. So I'll be playing an Elton John song on the kazoo. If you can guess what it is, you will be off to see his world tour. January 11, 2020, Hope Estate, to see the great man Elton John. Now, that's a little... I've got to learn this song before while the news is on, all right? So I'm kazooing in the next half hour.
Keep
Don't
practicing.
Go faking my heart, yeah. It's the funniest thing. He didn't know what it was. More coming up at 5 to 7. Marina with the traffic not far away.
Strawny.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast. It is Strawny for Brekkie and the Electric Light Orchestra and Don't Bring Me Down. Oh, how is this going to go? Here we go.
Elton John brings his farewell tour to Hope Estate Hunter Valley, January 2020. Tickets on sale Friday, February 15 from Ticketek. Triple M's.
Don't go faking my part.
Yes. Don't go faking my part. I don't know who came up with this promotion, but anyway, here we go. 13:27:10. I need you to tell me the name of the song, the very famous Elton John song that I'll be playing on kazoo. Now, if you get it right, two tickets to see Elton John on his final tour, the World Tour 2020, Jan 11 at the Hope Estate, 13:27:10. What is the name of this Elton John song? All right, here we go. Sorry, wrong end. Here we go. I know that is terrible, but we'll see how we go. Triple M, good morning. What's the name of that Elton John song? No, they're listening in the background. Triple M, good morning. Have your wirelesses off, folks. Triple M, good morning. Yeah. No, they got the radio on. Come on, you mob. Triple M, good morning.
Hello, Marcus. I'm still standing.
Yes, you were exactly right. Who's that?
It's Chris.
Chris, congratulations. Yes, it was I'm Still Standing. Now, Chris, would that possibly be one of the worst versions you've ever heard of that song?
Yeah, I don't know how the hell I guessed it. Yes.
All right. Thanks to our great friends, we are sending you to see Elton John. Now, this is the final world tour. It's going to take 3 years to do, Chris. January 11, 2020, you're going to be at Hope Estate. How about that?
Oh, that's terrific. Thanks so much, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Now, Elton John brings his farewell tour to Hope Estate January 11, 2020. Tickets on sale now from Ticketek. Chris, our winner for today. Now, let's hear the proper version of the song.
Strawny.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Yes, here he is, John Joyce. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, John, we're very interesting. First up, we want to talk about today, Seniors Expo. Sonia's going to be there at Panthers today?
Yeah, they banned me because I keep spending all my time at the retirement places trying to find a spot.
All right, we can talk to Sonia today about Canada and, a wonderful trip in eastern United States because you're going to see all the great sights.
Well, it's autumn leave time in over there then, and it's beautiful, spectacular, and they're spending 4 or 5 nights in New York to give us extra time, and we've picked a tour that's actually going into Banff Springs. Not Banff Springs, I'm on the wrong side.
No, what are you talking about? Near Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. So it's overnight in Niagara Falls. So a lot of tours just go in, do the quick cruise and leave, but Niagara's nice place. They have to stay there.
John, I know, you know, you and I both are massive fans of Canada, but when you think, we all heard the story, you know, talking about Niagara. Remember the bloke who went over in a barrel? When you're standing there, you think, how would he have survived?
I don't know. You want me to send their net over in a barrel?
Cut it out. But it's just so amazing. And the other thing is, when you're doing the Maid of the Mist, John, and it keeps going, you can't see anything. You think, has this bloke fallen asleep at the well?
That's right. You can't see anything. You hope he's got some sort of radar.
And so many people, John, I mean, you talk about, you know, the eastern part of the United States and New York and those places. Now, you'd hardly say Pernod was a culture vulture. We know he absolutely loves it. I think he spent 3 weeks there. It's just such an amazing place. Yeah.
It's amazing. A lot of people don't want to go there, but once they get there, they love it. So we've given you a bit of extra time on this tour, which was no use going over and having one night there or two nights, so we've extended that.
That's good. Now, Johnny, it's coming up in September, but today week, Monday, you've got an information night.
Yep, 6:30 at Settlers, and we've got the Globus Rep coming up, and so even if you don't... not interested in this tour, but if you're interested in a Globus one, come over and have a chat to her. But we need to know by Wednesday if you're coming, so I can just get the catering right.
Okay, fair enough. All right. You don't want to run out of dim sims. Come on, then.
No, that's right. Sausage rolls.
All right. Now, if you'd like to go, give Port Travel a call, 658-31422. Pop in and say good day to William Street. Now, that's next Monday. The tour is September. You are going to have a ball. We go into that wonderful area of Niagara Falls. You're in New York. You're going to see some great sights. And, of course, it is fully escorted. It is going to be a great trip.
Yeah, and it goes up to Canada as well. We haven't even got touched on Canada, but it's beautiful.
Excellent. All right, John, you have a great day, and we shall talk to you same time next week, as he's been banned from going to the Seniors Expo today. Thank you, John. Triple M and Stronny Pabrecki, thanks to your locally owned club just by Town Beach in Port Macquarie, the Port City Bolo. Ganga Jang there and the sounds of then. It is 8:08, if you haven't already heard, to the relief of me and thousands of other Roosters fans. 20-8, the Roosters win the World Club Challenge over Wigan. Really good game. Daniel Tupou, 2 minutes to the end. He leaps above the opposition winger and puts the ball down to secure the victory. Brett Morris scores 3 tries in the first half, but it was a really high-class game of rugby league. Well done to the Chookaroos. It's 8:09.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's go to Old Bar this morning where I reckon it looks absolutely fantastic and say good morning to Tess. How are you, Tess?
Very well, thank you, Strong. And yourself?
Yeah, good. What are you doing today?
Taking the car in for a service.
Oh, gee, I've got to do it. I've got to do that next month, I think. But I know what it's like. And don't forget your Rego papers too and all that type of stuff.
Yes, correct, thank you.
Good stuff. All right, Tess, all the best today. Hopefully you don't get a big bill from the repair man and the Rego man. But if you do, thanks to 40 Winks, we might give you $1,000 to walk in there with. What number are we trying to match on the wheel with you, Tess?
Number seven, please.
Come on. Oh, no! Number five. I felt sure it was going to stay there. Oh! Tess, I can't give you the cash, but end of the month, which is only a couple of weeks and a bit away, Christy does a draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. I've got your details. You're in the running to win that. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you.
Oh, we were so close. Now, other birthdays today. Now, here's one I didn't know. I've only just been informed by the other Triple M staff. Did you know our news hound, the great Lee Jollo from the newsroom, his birthday? I didn't know it was Lee's birthday. We'll stitch him up tomorrow. And also, I can tell you today that it is Linda Bryan's birthday today. Now, I know Linda probably had her best present yesterday. I think she was involved, one of the kids was involved with the big Mako's under 10 State Cup victory in the touch footy. I hope I've got the right information there, Linda. So I'm sure you're going to have another great day today, and Teal and all the kids will spoil your rotten. Good on you, Linda. Now, people like Lee and Linda are sharing their birthdays today with the likes of John Travolta, Yoko Ono and Sybil Shepherd, all born on this day, February 18.
Strawny.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast. And more of Don't Go Faking My Heart tomorrow. More Elton John tickets to give away. Would you go away? We've got someone being a serial pest in here. Go away. Go away. They're giving me heaps about my kazoo playing this morning. Look, I'm doing my best. And eventually it went off. Eventually it went off. Another double pass to Hope Estate tomorrow here at Triple M with me playing the kazoo.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yeah, Christy's offered a conference for this week, so I'll be giving her the Mid-North Coast today. I can tell you, we've been speaking about it for most of the morning, actually. The Sensational Seniors Expo is on this morning from 9, runs through until noon at Panthers. Discover an extensive range of senior services and information all under the one roof, the Port Macquarie Sensational Seniors Expo, and it's free entry into Panthers today. In swimming, the Laurent Swim Club meet tonight at 6 at the pool, and the Port Macquarie Museum continue their open house for seniors through until Feb 23, free entry for all seniors to the multi-award-winning museum. Also in Kempsey, the Legal Aid Criminal Law Advice Clinic is open today between 2 and 3pm at the court in C Street in West Kempsey. That's what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union right here at Triple M.
Ta-da.
The Boulder, the beautiful update. What about the happy scenes Friday before the wave came up over the rock in the B&B?
And
Stephanie and the baby, there were tears welling of joy in the eyes, but it's all not going to be plain sailing, is it, Marion?
No, it's not. No, it's not. And that naughty doctor who's trying to protect the daughter, because that thug wants to bash the daughter up in case, you know, doesn't get the money for the baby. So that's all going to hit the fan. And, Taylor's forking out, what, $200,000 for this baby?
Isn't that amazing? And it's not going to go... We know it's not going to go smoothly.
We know it's going to go pear-shaped. And did you see Liam and Stephanie are just bonding with baby? And it's like it's a little sister for the other one. In actual fact, they are half-sisters.
I tell you what, on the Bold and the Beautiful, when they in the little shop that sells the Father's Day cards, they come in packs of five. thank you, Marion.
You have a great week.
Okay, bye. 4:30 this afternoon on Wind, the Bold and the Beautiful. Look at me, Liam. Liam! Triple M, Mid-North Coast, that's it for us on The Brekkie Show for today. Winding up with an absolute Aussie legend, the great Paul Kelly there, and To Her Door. 5 to 9. Now, if you missed any part of the show today, like my brilliant kazoo playing, I'm talking myself up, it was pretty ordinary. Just go to my page and press catch up on the Triple M website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Go to the website and you can relive the glory of my kazoo playing. My staff have won me. Give me about 20 minutes after 9 o'clock and we'll get that up on the catch-up on the Triple M website. And we'll whack a video up also on the Facebook site so you can see my brilliant kazoo playing. It's very ordinary, I know. But, gee, I'll tell you what, Chris worked it out. He worked it out very quickly. It was I'm Still Standing. And he now has 2 tickets to see Elton John on his farewell tour at the Hope Estate, Hunter Valley, January 11. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketek. And, wow, this is some type of prize. Now, this is it. 3 years it's going to take him to do this tour. And every day this week I'm going to give away tickets for you lucky Triple M listeners to head out to see Elton John. Also coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll look at a couple of great events that are coming up at the weekend on My Community Connect. What's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union, and, of course, another 1,000 on the wheel. Now, later on in the week too, Troy Cassidaly on the show. I'm also going to give a double pass away to see Troy Thursday night on Thursday at the Southwest Rocks Country Club. I'll talk to him on Thursday. And I'm also going to throw in, just for you Triple M listeners, a copy of the 2 CD set, The Very Best of Troy. He's got so many great songs over the years. How's he going to make up the playlist? That'll be one of the questions I'll ask him on Thursday as well. So that and more coming up on the show tomorrow. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Monday. Stand by. Ray After 9 on 131-873. We'll be back on the air from 5 a.m. tomorrow here on Triple M. Thanks to my great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club, just by Town Beach in Port Macquarie, that wonderful area of the Mid-North Coast. Yeah, that's it for us.
With love, health and friends.
And remember,
God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy, making the best.